For ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Among the funerals being held over the weekend for the victims of the Charleston shootings, the most attention went to that of State Senator Clemente Pinckney, pastor of Emmanuel AME Church, where the killings occurred. The presence of and eulogy by President Barack Obama assured both added media coverage and large crowds at what would already have been a massive memorial event. People from all walks of life lined up for hours prior to Pinckney's funeral. Among them was Linda O'Brien, president and CEO of South Carolina ETV. Standing in line with her was the Reverend Dr. Bill McGill, pastor of Imani Baptist Temple in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who had traveled to Charleston for the funeral. While waiting outside the TD Arena, the site of the funeral, McGill shared his thoughts on the occasion and why he made the journey.
Well, this is not just a local tragedy, it's a national tragedy, but it's reflecting, as you can see from the outpouring of people here, a reflection of America's great and hopeful tapestry. I'm really convinced that this is going to be one of those seminal and transitional moments in American history, and I wanted to make sure that I was a part of this.
McGill said history can be a great teacher, and periodically, its lessons can be the opposite of what seems to be the logical outcome of events.
I think history shows us that every 50 years or so, it looks like there was something that happens that could potentially damage us and devastate us, and the script is always flipped, and people are somehow turned to each other instead of on each other, and I think this is one of those. It's already evidenced with the Confederate flag. I'm convinced, like everyone else, within weeks now, is no longer going to be flagging itself and waving itself from this state capitol, and people have been trying to get that down for years, and so this individual, again, tried to start a race war, and he indeed did, a war toward one another, a war of enhancement, a war of compassion and not aggression. And so that's what, again, always happens in the spiritual realm and is happening in the political realm today.
Reflecting on the much-noted calm of Charleston following the shootings, as opposed to the violence that has erupted in other cities in recent times, McGill said he was not surprised.
This is the holy city. Fort Wayne, Indiana is known as Pensacola, Florida, as that's a city of churches. So I would not expect something unholy to happen in a holy place in the purest sense, okay? And so there was energy, I think, across faith and denominational lines. When I first got in, I saw a flag post that said, "We are all AME." And so it was such a concentrated effort. No pandemonium or chaos could have existed in response. People responded in the way that faithful people respond, that we don't always know and understand or even approve of the way God allows things to happen, but we trust God in the midst of it, that at the end of it, in the mixing bowl of the experience, it will all make sense.
The minister added that for the larger community, the state and nation, Charleston's reaction of calm and forgiveness showed that hospitality had replaced hostility, and that this initiative must be ongoing.
We have to start not only commemorating a moment, but celebrating the existence that we have just as human beings every day of the week. Can we just go back to the simple premise that at the end of the day, there's the human race, there's a human face, and we all have to find a way to function compassionately in one another's space. This will be a desecrated moment if we just celebrate today and then tomorrow go back to business as usual. And I don't think that that's going to be the case. I really believe this is going to be one of those transitional moments, not only for this community and my own community, but the nation.
There is still an undercurrent of problems, whether racial, economic, sexual violence, or other types of violence, that needs to be addressed, said McGill, by strong voices throughout all American communities.
Violence is allowed to grow because of silence. Violence is allowed to grow because of silence. And I'm convinced there is a silent majority in this country. I'm just not that jaded to believe that the majority of people in America are inherently racist. I don't believe that, but they are inherently cowardly. And so at some point, people have to break their silence, correct people's language, speak to intentions that they see in activities, whether it's in their family, in their neighborhood, and yes, their community. Each of us have to become communities of one and police of one, that equality has to be the order of the day.
McGill said he was looking forward to being part of the national response to this tragedy. He said it gives individuals the opportunity to become committees of one, to ask themselves, what can I do to make things better? He added that people must stop looking for communities to do what they as individuals can do. I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.